And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. Whenever you first feel an ordinary headache, neuritic or neuralgic pain coming on, that's the time to take quick-acting Bayer aspirin to relieve the pain before it gets a good start. And since Bayer aspirin is rated among the quickest methods for the relief of such pain yet discovered, you know in advance you'll get the very fast relief you are counting on. 24 tablets for 25 cents, virtually 1 cent a tablet, so there's no point in anyone accepting an unknown preparation in place of real Bayer aspirin. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Well, a calamity has befallen the Joneses. While Lorenzo is in New York tracing the family of Alice Smith, amnesia victim, undoubtedly heir to a great fortune, developments have taken place at home. Alice, obviously a crook, and her confederate Andrew have robbed the wealthy Mrs. Peabody and have taken it on the lam. Now, Lorenzo is being held for questioning in New York, and at home, Sheriff Carpenter has just called Belle and asked her not to leave the house. He wants to talk to her. In the Jones living room, we find Belle and Millie and Joe Peterson.
Repeat it, Belle. The sheriff said what?
That I'm not to leave the house. He wants to talk to me. It was the way he said it, so brusque and formal. I don't understand it.
Well, you know the sheriff. The minute he puts on that badge, his head gets too large for his hat. Now, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. And he's worried. Once in a million years, he gets a case like this. A couple of real crooks come to town and pull a real job. And it's up to him to make an arrest and get the money back, etc.
Well, it's Lorenzo I'm really worried about. He's being held for questioning in New York and... Oh, maybe that's it. He may have news of Lorenzo.
Well, I'm still thunderstruck by the whole business. I admit it.
How so?
How so? Did you expect Alice and Andrew to turn out to be crooks and rob Mrs. Peabody and skip out of town with $3,000?
Well, no.
Well, none of us did. We were all taken in by Alice and her amnesia story. And as for Lorenzo, he said that she was an heiress and the victim of crooks. That's why he went to New York, to investigate.
Yeah, the maestro was off the beam this time.
Well, I'm not concerned with that. I just want to be sure that the police in New York don't think that Lorenzo's implicated.
Well, in a way, it's your fault that he got in their clutches, if you don't mind my saying so, Belle.
Well, what do you mean, Joe?
Well, you kept advising him to take Alice's picture to the police if he wanted to find a family, and when he did, kaplunk, in a caboose. They took one gander at that photo and practically yelled hallelujah. They've been after Alice for years, they said.
Hmm. Well, we should have suspected when she first came here and said she was suffering from amnesia. Imagine, Alice a crook and Andrew her confederate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for Mrs. Peabody. What did the sheriff say they did? Bound her and gagged her and robbed the safe right before her eyes?
That's right.
Oh, my.
You know, I feel responsible.
But why?
I introduced her to Alice. I took Alice there to visit her. I was sorry for the girl and wanted to have some diversion, and I made a special point of it.
Oh, nonsense. You were just taken in like the rest of us, Belle.
Well, as I said, my main worry is Lorenzo. I can't bear the idea that he's being held by the police, and goodness knows what they're doing to him. Oh, that's the sheriff. At least I hope so. Don't go away. He may want to talk to you, too. Oh, hello, Sheriff Carpenter. Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. Jones.
Come on in. You know my neighbor, Mrs. McLean?
Yes, indeed. How are you?
All right.
And this is Joe Peterson.
Oh, we've met. Not professionally, of course.
I wouldn't say that. Joe's done many a job for me on my car at the garage.
Oh, that's right.
Now, Mrs. Jones, if you don't mind, I'll sit down. I have quite a lot to say to you.
Of course.
Yeah, Amazing. That's the only word for it.
What?
This robbery. In the 26 years I've been sheriff in this town, I've never seen anything like it.
I said so myself a minute ago. Didn't I, Millie?
If I may continue without being interrupted.
Oh, sure.
However, all's well that ends in an arrest, I always say.
You have arrested them?
Not yet, but we will, or I'll eat this badge of mine. I'll swap it for one called Chicken Inspector.
Oh, have you any idea where they are, Sheriff?
No, but we're watching the roads and the trains.
It's too bad the maestro isn't here to give you a hand.
Who?
Lorenzo. When it comes to slothing, he's got a sixth sense, which...
Lorenzo. We'll talk about him later.
But I don't follow you.
Well, to begin at the beginning. Alice and Andrew, Sam and Irene, their right names are, have been at this game for about 10 years. The police all over the country are looking for them.
No.
They've pulled about 100 jobs like this, and they've always gotten away with the money or jewels or whatever they took. Now they've disappeared again.
Did they always try the amnesia gag?
Usually, yes. Alice, or whatever she chose to call herself, would arrive in some town, pick out the likeliest people to fall for her story, then tell them that she was alone in the world and penniless and had lost her memory.
I see.
Evidently, she took one look at Lorenzo, and he and you were elected, Mrs. Jones.
No, I'm afraid you're right.
Yes, as we put the story together, she was here in town for several days before she heard of Lorenzo. Then, of course, he made things easier for her.
In what way?
He not only believed she had amnesia, she'd counted on that, but he defended her right and left. He wouldn't let anybody else be suspicious.
Well, that's true, too.
He even added to and amplified her story. Insisted that she was an heiress or a movie star, or so I'm told, till everybody was dying to meet her. She must have been tickled to death with Lorenzo.
Oh, I'll die in a minute.
Anyhow, he got her established, made a regular heroine out of her. After that, it was smooth sailing. Andrew arrived. She claimed to meet him for the first time and to fall in love with him. And Lorenzo stepped in again.
He did what?
Alice was about to inherit a million, but she was also faced with a broken heart. How could she marry Andrew if she didn't know who she was, whether she already had a husband?
Yes, he was certainly all wrought up about that. Had all of us weeping for her.
Yes. Well, while you were weeping, she was laughing her head off. And I don't blame her. She and Andrew have been married for years. Yes, ever since they began to work together.
Oh, it's incredible.
But that wasn't enough for Lorenzo. He had to play into their hands again.
I don't understand it.
They were planning their job to rob Mrs. Peabody. And what could be better than to have Lorenzo out of the way?
You mean his trip to New York was another bonanza?
Exactly. Oh, they weren't afraid of him. But a man like that, who could behave that fantastically, could also turn up at the wrong time, from their point of view.
Yes. I wouldn't like to count on him.
And he'd already done what they wanted. They were accepted in town. They could take their time, not have to worry. The day Lorenzo boarded that train, they must have had another good laugh.
Oh, if only I hadn't listened to him.
But didn't they know that he was investigating and might show Alice's picture to the police?
Did they? I thought he said he was going fishing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In case he didn't find Alice's family, he wanted to save her the disappointment.
It's just as well. If they'd found out what he was up to, they might have been rough with him.
Well, why did they choose this little town?
They'd heard about Mrs. Peabody and that she was wealthy. You know, she used to keep about $15,000 in her safe.
What?
Well, I suppose the rumor got to them.
$15,000?
Until 2 years ago. Then she put most of it in war bonds. Yeah, they got a shock, I bet, when they only found $3,000.
Well, it just goes to show. Hoarding doesn't pay. I've always said so.
Oh, she's learned her lesson, all right.
But what about Lorenzo? I'm so worried, Sheriff. You know, I suppose, that he's being held in New York?
I do.
But can't you do something about it? As you say, he's been gullible, but obviously he's innocent.
Well, you can't put a man behind bars for being a fool, can you? Oh, excuse me, Belle.
You can and you can't. You and I know what Lorenzo's like. We've seen him wound up before. But the New York cops haven't had the pleasure. And will they believe him?
But...
Put yourself in their shoes, Mrs. Jones.
Oh.
He claims that he fell for Alice's story.
But he isn't that dumb, or so they'll say. As for his trip to New York, sleuthing and calling himself L. Sherlock Jones and insisting that Alice is an heiress.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Yes, well, if that doesn't sound phony, well, what would?
But can't you talk to them, Sheriff? Can't you get in touch with them and tell them that you know Lorenzo and he often, he behaves this way?
I could, but I'd rather wait. I have my own job and reputation to think of.
Come again?
The story I've just told you is only supposition based on gossip and circumstantial evidence and what I know about Alice's history and have picked up here and there in town.
But I still don't...
I couldn't swear that Lorenzo didn't somehow know the truth about Alice and Andrew and play along with them.
Oh, no.
Well, if you take out the fact that Lorenzo is a romantic fool, the evidence points that way. The cops in New York would have every right to be skeptical.
But when will you be able to prove it? I mean, Lorenzo may be in jail for all we know.
True, and I'm sorry about it. But until Alice and Andrew are arrested and tell their story, exonerating Lorenzo, you'll have to stay there.
Well.
Yeah. Which brings me to another unpleasant topic. Your part in this, Mrs. Jones.
My part?
If Lorenzo has acted like an accomplice, so have you.
I? Not Belle.
Yes, Mrs. Jones. You also befriended Alice and had her living here. As a matter of fact, it was you, not Lorenzo, who introduced her to Mrs. Peabody.
Oh, but I can explain that. Alice asked me to.
Have you a witness?
A witness? No.
And again, I believe you. Now, that goes without saying. But the proof, we have none. Until we get Alice and Andrew.
Holy smoke.
Well, I've wasted enough time talking. I promised the chief I'd be back in half an hour and bring you with me.
Bring me?
For questioning.
Then I'm being held just like Lorenzo?
That's right, Mrs. Jones.
So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Now Belle is being held for questioning. How soon will the sheriff arrest the two crooks? And will they exonerate the Joneses? See your doctor if you're subject to frequent headaches. He may find the cause and correct it. But next time you have an ordinary headache and seek really quick relief, try taking two quick-acting Bayer aspirin tablets with a full glass of water. Do this and we believe you'll agree that it works effectively and, above all, quickly. For real Bayer aspirin tablets disintegrate in the stomach so quickly, they're ready to start working almost instantly. See for yourself why Bayer aspirin tablets work so fast by dropping one in a glass of water. Watch it start to disintegrate almost instantly, and that's exactly what it does in your stomach. So when you're especially anxious to find fast relief from headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, try Bayer aspirin. When buying, always ask your druggist for Bayer aspirin by its full name, not by the name aspirin alone. Only 25 cents for 24 tablets, or virtually 1 cent a tablet. Listen in Monday at this time for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones. We wish to thank Miss Bess Johnson for playing the role of Belle in the absence of Lucille Wall, who is unable to appear and will return shortly. Your announcer, George Putnam.
Ladies, don't let your skin go. Don't let carelessness rob your skin of its natural beauty. Use Philips Milk and Magnesia face creams at once, and use them regularly. See how they soften and smooth the skin, and at the same time, help neutralize any excess acid accumulations in the external pore openings. Get Philips Milk and Magnesia skin cream and Philips Milk and Magnesia cleansing cream today.